Hi, welcome to my podcast, Just Jill, where I talk about all things metaphysical, spiritual, and energetic. Each episode is a short story about my life, and where I give live examples of what I've experienced in effort to teach and to also validate your own experience. I hope you enjoy. Well, welcome to episode 10. Episode 10 took me a while. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about in episode 10. So, yeah, I delayed a little bit. Plus, I've been teaching, so I taught in between there. And then I myself continue education, so I took a little bit of a break. And this morning, it's like I'm having a conversation, you know, in my head, which a lot of us do. I have these conversations, and we kind of go back and forth. Like, oh, well, that's a good idea, and I don't know about that. I can spin on thoughts, as I'm sure a lot of you can. But what I was thinking about this morning and what really sort of shifted me to come on here and talk about it is this question I get asked a lot. I get asked, have you always been like this? And I think I understand the intention behind that question and I understand what is being asked. But it's a really interesting question. Have I always been like this? Now, the sarcastic side of me wants to say, always been like what? Because that's just my personality. The intuitive in me automatically goes to the yes, of course I've always been like this. But on a soul level, you know, it's almost like my higher self or higher consciousness, or, you know, full soul body wants to say to me, you're not answering the question properly. So in this podcast, I'm hoping to delve deeper into that question and answer it more thoroughly. So have I always been like this? The soul answer is no, I haven't. I haven't been the way I am right now until right now. I haven't always been like this. And what I mean by that is I haven't always had the full awareness that I have today in this moment versus 5 minutes ago. Just as my cells change, that awareness grows and I change. But I know what the question means. Have you always had these abilities? That's the question. And for all of us, the answer is yes. Each of you have the ability to do whatever it is that you are meant to do. You just haven't come into full awareness of it yet. So that process of awareness is really, truly at the heart of things, what I help heal, teach, and facilitate in others. And as I heard the question very loud this morning in my head, whether it came from my higher awareness, my higher self, my guides, my loved ones that surround me in spirit, it doesn't matter because here I am talking about it with you. So, have you always been who you are? Loaded question, right? Give it some thought. Think on it. So, awareness, which is, you know, constantly changing and shifting. Awareness really teaches us truth about a situation or perceived truth. It isn't always truth. It is the way we perceive it. And so, and I know I've said this here before, I have amazing, amazing instructors in my life, teachers in my life. And, you know, one of the greatest things, and I will repeat it probably until the day I die, but in order to change your world, you have to change your perception of it. And whatever layer that is, you have to change your perception of it. Your world will not change around you. You change the way you see it, the way you feel it, the way you experience it, the way you wake up in the morning and greet it. That's you. You own that. No one else owns that for you. So we get into human habits. We think, well, that's not my responsibility. I don't have to do that. That's someone else. I feel this way because you made me feel this way. We allow ourselves to feel that way. We allow ourselves to go into that space because the real truth, the awareness that we need to see, is eluding us. For whatever reason, it's escaped into some far corner and we're not searching for it. We typically don't search for awareness or a shift in our perspective until we are in pain. Pain comes in a lot of different ways. The most acute pain tends to come with love. So I'm going to go back to that question. Have you always been this way? And the very first episode, and in the third episode, I think, I talk about my shift to awareness. And my shift came from great loss. And every shift after it, and every shift before. So that loss started to show me different aspects of myself that I was avoiding. I was avoiding acknowledging that I could see energy. I was avoiding acknowledging that I could feel it and I could hear it. That there was a consciousness to energy or spirit. I was avoiding it because I didn't share the belief that something happens to us when we die until I lost someone so significant to me that I began searching. I began to see what I already was. So have you always been this way? See? See how the question's kind of loaded? No, only because I didn't have a true awareness of self. So I'm going to leave you with this question today and with the meditation that I did this morning of that heart illumination and that heart awareness. What is the pattern that you continue to repeat? What is your pain trying to show you? What are you avoiding that you feel is too hard to face? What are the truths about yourself? And to ask the question, have you always been this way? Thank you for listening, and as always, you can continue to support me on Anchor, where you can also find my other podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditations.